This is shir number 51. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loez by Rav Shmuel Yerushalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Shiurim Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. And also may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinder Manila of blessed memory. We are learning chapter 91, Pasuk 4. Be'evroso yosech loch v'sachas k'nofov techse tzino v'socheiro amito. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings will you take refuge. His truth is a shield and an armor. With his pinion he will cover you as with a shield against the evils perpetuated by men. They should not reach you, and under his wings will you take refuge to be saved from the second kind of evil that stems from heaven. Depending on the danger, he is either a great shield or a small shield to those who trust in him and his truth. His truth is a shield and an armor. He will cover you with his wings, as it says, as an eagle stirs up her nest, hovers over her young, spreads abroad her wings, takes them, bears them on her pinion, as found in Chumash Devarim. Thus will he save you from the ensnaring trap and from the devastating pestilence. Possibly the ensnaring trap means the sword. By his wings he will shield you from the afflictions that time brings. They should not touch you. His truth, the Torah, is a shield and armor. The Torah is a protective shield and a refuge for all who trust in Hashem, and so you will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. The shielding effect of the Torah is likened to a pinion, an organ of the body, and each individual mitzvah is as a feather that protectively covers the person. Thus, if one performs a single mitzvah with each organ of the body, he will be entirely protected. There are exactly 248 positive mitzvahs corresponding to the 248 organs of the body, and there are 365 prohibitive mitzvahs corresponding to the 365 ligaments of the body. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Lo sira mipachad loylo mechetz yo'uf yomam. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Here the singer refers to the hardships that stem from nature, such as cold and heat. Our sages call them sanim v'pachim, chills and snares. Accordingly, he says, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, the cold that has control at night when there is no sunshine, nor of the arrow that flies by day, that is the daytime heat. Figuratively, the afflictions of time are likened to arrows that come flying at a person suddenly. This comparison is suggested by the fact that an arrow soars and that it has a feather-like ending. Possibly, Notse is associated to Tzino. One who walks alone at night is afraid, but you will not be afraid of the terror by night, for you trust in Hashem who walks beside you. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Midever bo'ofer yaloch miketer yoshud soroy, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. What is more, you will be saved from the pestilence that walks spreads in darkness on account of the cold. You will be saved from the destruction that wastes at noonday. You will be spared being struck down by the noonday heat. According to the Targum, the Torah here refers to the destruction caused by the destructive agents. Our sages say that the pasuk refers to different kinds of demons which cause men harm. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Yipol mitzitcha elef ruvava miminecha elecha ligosh. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come near you. The singer refers back to the afflictions caused by men to assure the person who takes refuge in Hashem. Even if 1,000 come against you, they will fall at your side. And even if 10,000 come to confront you at your right hand, that is ready for battle, they will not come near you. Not a single one of them, Yigash, singular, will approach close enough to fight you. 1,000 may fall at your side. The shadow of the Almighty will conceal him, and when the pestilence comes, he will see his enemies fall at his right hand and at his left, yet the pestilence will not come near to harm him. The Targum says, you will mention Hashem's name, and 1,000 will fall on your left side, and 10,000 on your right side. It will not come near enough to you to harm you. Said Abba Binyamin, if permission would be given for the eye to see, no creature would withstand the destructive agents. Habayah said, they are more numerous than we are, and they surround us like a trench around a flower bed. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Rak ve'enecho sabit ve'shilumas ve'shorim tireh. You will but look with your eyes, and you will see the retribution of the wicked. The singer says further, after you will see the punishment of the wicked and the deliverance of the righteous, you will understand that Hashem recompenses the wicked in accordance with their deserts. That is to say, only you and not your enemies will come to dwell in the cover of the Most High. You will see the retribution of the wicked, and you will be at peace. The retribution, Hashem will repay them for their evil deeds by bringing pestilence upon them. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Hiato Hashem Machsi Elyon Samto Mernecho. For you have made Hashem, who is my refuge, the Most High, as your dwelling place. The singer speaks to the man who trusts in Hashem, who says, you are my refuge. He says to him, because you have made the Most High as your dwelling place, you can be secure, for no evil will befall you, neither will any plague come near your tent. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, Lo su'una elecho ro v'nega lo yikrav be'alecho. No evil will befall you, neither will any plague come near your tent. The singer goes on to depict the highest level of trust in Hashem, because you trust in Hashem, who is my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, neither will any plague come near your tent. This is a higher level than one mentioned earlier, where it refers to him who abides at his temple in the shadow of the Almighty. Here it refers to one who has made the Most High his permanent dwelling place. What is more, there it says, in the shadow of the Almighty, and here it says, Hashem, who is my refuge. This is a more sublime level. To find refuge is more than to be in the shadow of. The promise is thus correspondingly greater here. Not only will no evil befall you bodily, but no evil will befall you, neither will any plague come near your tent. Your possessions will not be damaged. This fully tranquil existence will be yours because you have made the Most High, who is my refuge, as your dwelling place. Some say that the singer here speaks to Hashem. Although you have made your dwelling place on high, Elyon, you nevertheless extend your supervision over me. A subtle interpretation says, even if a man will want to inflict evil upon you, the evil itself will refuse to come upon you. Vaid, even if there will be a plague, it will not come near your tent. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ki malachov yitzave loch nishmorcho b'chol durchecho. For he will appoint his angels for you to keep you in all your ways. For your sake he will appoint his angels to keep you in all your ways. As the Torah says in the Chumash Shemos, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way. Hence it is adduced that two angels accompany a person during the day, and two accompany him at night. During the day, they write down everything that he does in the daytime. During the night, they write down everything that he does at night. Then they come to testify before Hashem. They guard those who serve God out of love, as it says, for he has yearned with love for me, therefore will I rescue him. The singer thus bestows upon him a still higher level, for he will appoint his angels for you, that is for your sake, to keep you in all your ways. How they protect the person is explained in the following pasuk. They will bear you upon their hands. Said Rabbi Elazar, son of Yosei HaGlili, if you know that a tzaddik will be taking a certain road, and you intend setting out on the same road, move up your journey by 3 days, or else delay it by 3 days, so that you can travel with him. For ministering angels accompany the tzaddik. Similarly, the Medrash says, if a person performs one mitzvah, he's given one angel. If he performs two mitzvahs, he's given two angels. If he performs many mitzvahs, he's given many angels. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Al kapayim yiso unko pentigo be'evin roglecho. They will bear you upon their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. They will watch over you so intensively that you will not even dash your foot against a stone, for they will bear you upon their hands. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Ashachal v'fesen tidroch tirmos kefir v'sanin. You will tread upon the lion and the asp. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. So secure and assured is the man who trusts in Hashem's help that he can tread upon the lion and asp, trample the young lion and the serpent. Thus the Talmud relates the following story regarding Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Where he lived, a lizard would emerge from its hole and kill people. When told about this, Rabbi Hanina went there and inserted his foot in the lizard's hole. The lizard emerged, bit him, and died. Said he to them, "Behold, it is not the lizard that kills, it is the sin that kills." Subsequently it was said, "Woe to the man who is bitten by the lizard, and woe to the lizard who attacks Rabbi Hanina." Similarly, the Torah says, "The wild beast will be at peace with you," a pasuk that's found in Eov. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Ki vi choshak v'atateyu asagvehu ki yoda shemik. For he has yearned with love for me, therefore will I rescue him. I will set him high because he has known my name. Here the singer considers a still higher level of trust. Speaking in the name of Hashem, he says, for he has yearned with love for me. If a man so yearns for Hashem that he offers his life for the sanctification of his name, he attains an additional level of merit. Therefore will I rescue him. I myself will rescue him rather than do so via an angel, as was the case for the previous levels of merit. I will set him high because he has known my name. I will elevate him higher than all other men. If he attains the fourth level of attainment, which is to know my name, he will then merit a very much greater measure of the good, as the Torah goes on to explain below. Another interpretation says, Hashem said to the angels, I command you to watch over the tzaddik in all his ways, and the reason is that he has yearned with love for me. On account of his love, I rescue him. In order that he may know my name, I will be for him a refuge and a lofty place where no destructive agent can touch him. Because he has known me, to know Hashem means to possess the kind of knowledge that can only be attained through very great love. The measure of love designated by Choshak is greater than the measure of love designated by Ahava. When one loves, the lover may on occasion cease to think about his beloved. This is not so when one yearns with love, Choshak. Accordingly, David has likened his yearning, love for Hashem, to a thirst. The yearning of thirst is more intense than any other yearning of the body. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Yukra'eni ve'enehu imoy onochi v'tzora achaltzeyu v'chabdehu. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will rescue him, and I will honor him. At the time that he will call upon me by my name, when troubles come upon the people of his generation, by divine decree, I will answer him, and I will also be with him. Then I will rescue him, and I will honor him, so that he will have no need of anyone except me. If he will happen to find himself in a place of trouble, let him not be afraid, for I will be with him. I will rescue him from the trouble, and he will suffer no harm. I will honor him, grant him favor and honor in the eyes of all men. Our sages say that the pasuk refers to those who know the explicit name, for in the future Hashem will make it known to the righteous. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him from his troubles, and I will honor him. I will grant him greater honor than before. The Medrash says, said Hashem, in a time when trouble touches Israel and they seek me, when they concern themselves for my glory is with them, I answer at once. He will call upon me and I will answer. Yerushalmi says, said Rav Yudin in his own name, a man of flesh and blood has a patron. If the man is set upon by troubles, he will not enter to see his patron suddenly and unexpectedly. First he approaches the patron's door. He stands there and calls to the patron's servant, or to his son or daughter, who then tells the patron that someone awaits him at the entrance. The patron will either welcome him inside, or he will leave him standing outside. Hashem is different. When troubles come upon a person, he does not cry out to the angel Michoel, nor to Gabriel. He cries out to me, and I answer him at once. Thus the prophet Yoel says, whoever will call on the name of Hashem will be rescued. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Pasuk 16. Oirech Yamim Asbi'ehu Var'ehu Bishu'asi. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my deliverance. Long life will I grant him in this world, and I will satisfy him in the world to come. I will show him my deliverance, deliverance of the soul in the world to come. It is only here, at this level of attainment and trust, that the singer spells out the reward of the soul. He did not mention it for the levels listed earlier. Within the interpretation that the present psalm speaks of the Messianic age, this pasuk says, if a man of devout piety dies in exile, I will show him my deliverance. When I redeem the people of Israel from exile, I will make him live again at the resurrection, which will take place in the time of the deliverance. Said Rabbi Buhu that this present pasuk is one of the most difficult psukim to grasp, for it says that the deliverance of Israel is the deliverance of Hashem. The present psalm makes it clear that even when we are in Golus, in exile, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is with us. The psalm depicts four levels of cleaving to Hashem and four levels of divine supervision. Regarding all of them, Hashem says, I will show him my deliverance. Now we come to chapter 92. Pasuk 1. Mizmor Shir the Yom HaShabbos, a psalm, a song for the Shabbos day. The present psalm was meant to be sung by the Levim on the Shabbos day. It speaks about the world to come, which is entirely the realm of the Shabbos. It also speaks about divine supervision in this world. Although everything appears to follow the pattern of nature, nevertheless the eye of the intellect perceives divine supervision. It sees that the wicked are punished and the righteous are rewarded, notwithstanding that Hashem has concealed his supervision in order to preserve man's freedom of choice. This is related to the Shabbos day, for the Shabbos attests to the providential pattern, and that the world is not subject to chance. According to the Medrash, this psalm was composed by Adam when he was granted forgiveness for the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge. That was when he said, it is good to thank Hashem and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. That is to say, it is good that I was not condemned to death at once, so I can offer thanks to Hashem. For the dead do not praise Hashem, as brought down in Tehillim later on. I was granted this benefit on account of the Shabbos day. The psalm mentions Hashem's name 7 times, an allusion to the 7 brachas of the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. It also indicates that Moshe died on the Shabbos and that he accepted the justice of Hashem's judgment. A psalm, a song for the Shabbos day. This conveys that psalms and songs are to be chanted on the Shabbos. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Tov v'hodes l'Hashem u'lezamer l'shimcha elyon. It is good to thank Hashem and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Throughout this psalm, the singer depicts the excellence of the Shabbos day. Here he says, on this day, a man is able to thank Hashem, for he is free of the harassments that beset him on the other days of the week. Thanksgiving through song and music is partially good, for it expresses exaltation of the soul and the excellence of the master of the world. It is good to thank Hashem on the Shabbos day and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. The main purpose of the Shabbos is to offer thanks and to sing praises to Hashem. Its purpose is not that we should indulge in heavy eating and excessive drinking. An ancient Medrash writes, each day Hashem created and he appointed an angel between the throne of glory to praise him. on the Shabbos day, he appointed an angel to be in charge of the Shabbos. And when Adam then chanted the song before him, he asked the angel, "Why do you not praise me?" And the angel immediately began to chant, "It is good to thank Hashem." Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. The Hagid Baboker Chazdecho V'Menoscho B'Leilos, to relate your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness in the nights. Having said, it is good to thank Hashem on the Shabbos day, as we learned in the first two psukim of this chapter, the Torah explains what part of the day is most proper for this purpose. It is good to relate your loving kindness in the morning. At this time of the day, a man's belly is devoid of food and drink. What is more, the women and children are asleep and do not interrupt. Similarly, the Torah says, when the morning stars sing together, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. Shabbos evenings are a good time to talk about the true principles of our faith in Hashem, as it says, your faithfulness in the nights. Others say, Shabbos day is a suitable time to talk about the loving deeds of Hashem, and in the nights on Shabbos evenings and Saturday nights is a good time to talk about faith in Hashem. Said Rabbi Nechemya, whosoever takes upon himself to perform a single mitzvah faithfully, he is worthy to have the Shekhinah rest upon him. Thus we find in the case of our ancestors, for believing in Hashem, they were found worthy of having the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, rest upon them, and they chanted songs. As it says, they believed in Hashem and in the servant Moshe. Then Moshe and the children of Israel sang, as we find by Oz Yashir. Hence it says here, it is good to thank Hashem and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. The present verse conveys that our ancestors experienced this joyousness and reward for having stayed faithful to Hashem in this world that resembles total night. It is taught further, anyone who has not recited Emes V'Yatzev in the morning prayer and Emes V'Emunah in the evening prayer has not fulfilled this obligation. For it says, to relate your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness in the nights. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Alei Osor V'Alei Novel Alei Higoyin Bechino. Upon the Osor, the 10-string instrument, and upon the Novel, a lyre, with a Higoyin singing upon the harp. This listing of musical instruments alludes to the song of the sea, which was chanted to musical accompaniment. It is explained that these instruments are here listed in sequence according to their importance. Thus the Asur is the most important, the Nevel is next important. In comparison, it degrades the Nevel every other instrument. Because David would stand when playing the instruments and or composing, the sages of Israel would likewise study Torah standing up. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. For you, Hashem, have made me glad through your works. In the works of your hands I will rejoice in song. For you, Hashem, have made me glad through your works. On the Shabbos there is a time to look deeply into creation and to rejoice in the works of Hashem, the heavens and their hosts. As it says, when I behold your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established. Another possible interpretation is that the pasuk also refers to the Torah or the Ten Commandments. You have made me glad through your works. I am glad that you created man in the image of Hashem and in his likeness. In the works of your hands I will rejoice in song. I will give thanks that you prepared everything Adam needed. Said Rabbi Yitzchak, Hashem showed Adam the likeness of all the generations to come into the world in the future. This included every king that would rule over the Jewish people. Finally, he saw the likeness of David, who was to be born and die at once. Whereupon he said, I will add years to his life from my years. Subsequently, 70 years were deducted from Adam's lifespan, which Hashem granted to David. Accordingly, David offered praise, declaring, You, Hashem, have made me glad through your work, and in the works of your hands I will rejoice in song. Who caused me to be joyous? It was Adam, the direct creation of your hands. The following story is recounted about a student, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who went into business and prospered. Thereafter, whenever he would come to visit his Rebbe, his teacher, the other students were distressed. What did Rav Shimon bar Yochai do? He marched all of his students into a valley and pronounced, "Valley, valley, become filled with gold coins." The valley was immediately filled. He turned to his students, "Let each one take as his portion as much as he desires, but know that whatever you take, you deduct from the reward in the world to come." Hearing this, they all withdrew their hands and began to chant, "For you, Hashem, have made me glad through your work." Pasuk 6. Ma'agadu ma'asecha Hashem me'od amku machshvasecha. How great are your works, O Hashem, your thoughts are very deep. How great are your works, O Hashem, and how wondrous, how difficult they are to fathom, demanding deep contemplation. Your thoughts are so very deep, it is not possible to understand them. One can only marvel at the observed results. So great are your works, and so very deep, I was unable even to probe them. The Tana de Velio says, "Come and see the many kinds of animals and beasts in the world, the many species of birds, the variety of fish in the sea. But is the voice of that one like the voice of the other? The appearance of that one like the appearance of the other? The thinking of that one like the thinking of the other? Not so. Thus the Chachamim have taught in the Mishnah, 'Let us relate the greatness of the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. A man imprints many coins with one seal, and they are all alike, but the King of Kings, the Holy One, forged every man by the seal of the first man, yet not one is like another. How great are the works, O Hashem!" How great are your works, O Hashem! Pasuk 7. Ish ba'ar lo yedo ksil lo yovin ezos. A brutish man, a boor, does not know. Neither does a fool understand this. One of Hashem's profoundly deep works, one that a brutish man does not know and a fool does not understand, is the matter why the wicked may prosper. Though the brute and the fool are men, they do not understand, but the man of intelligence does understand it. The pasuk speaks of a man which expresses importance and superiority. A man may be great in wisdom, yet he is brutish at the level of the beast as regards knowledge of the divine presence, the Shekhinah. A subtle interpretation says, "A brutish man does not know, neither does a fool understand. How great are your works, O Hashem! How very deep are your thoughts!" He thinks that everything stands revealed before him and that everything he understands. This in itself is the great wonder. The brutish man is so blinded that he is not inspired by the great light of Hashem which permeates everything. Pasuk also alludes to Hashem's wonders in creation. Said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, "There are immense creatures in the sea which are not sustained on land, and there are immense creatures on land which are not sustained in the sea. If those in the sea would go up on land, they would not survive. And if those on land would descend into the sea, they would not survive. Jonah descended into the sea and lived, and the fish went up on land and lived. There are also creatures which are sustained in by the air, and others are sustained in by fire. If those in the air ventured into the fire, they would not survive. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were cast into the furnace, and they came out. How great are your works, O Hashem!" As we learned in the previous pasuk. Pasuk 8. Bifroach rishoyim kmo esev v'yatzitzu kopole oven lishamdam adei ad. When the wicked bloom like grass, and all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. Now the singer explains what it is that the brutish man and the fool do not understand. They do not fathom that the prosperity of the wicked is for their destruction in the end. Hashem repays them in this world in order to eliminate them in the world to come. Thus it says, when the wicked bloom like grass and all the workers of iniquity flourish, which depicts their success in this world. The wicked are likened to grass in two ways. For one, grass grows quickly. Secondly, grass flourishes without the expenditure of effort to plant the seeds, to supply the water, plus all the other tasks involved in nurturing the growth of a tree. The Torah speaks here of the wicked, they are evil in relation to Hashem. It also speaks of the workers of iniquity, they are evil towards other men, yet they prosper, and the reason is that they may be destroyed forever. On Judgment Day, they will be unable to claim that they transgressed the mitzvah because they were all ill and helpless. The pasuk mentions blooming and flourishing. The wicked do not actually produce fruits. They bloom, they flourish with leaves and buds, but they do not reach the stage of producing completed fruit, the usual purpose of blooming and flourishing. Just as the grass is quick to blossom, so will they perish quickly. The evildoers, on account of their lack of perfection, are quick to bloom, to prosper in this world, even as grass grows quickly, but like grass they will also wilt quickly. Our Chachamim teach the wicked Haman was not exalted except as preparation for his downfall. Why did he rise to such a high position? We may understand it by a means of analogy. Please turn tape over to side B, and if you are listening to this on a CD, please be patient for a few minutes. A soldier cursed the king's son. The king said, "If I kill him, everyone will say that I destroyed a simple soldier." So he appointed him to the position of a minister, then he elevated him to governor, then he cut off his head. Similarly, Hashem said, "If Haman had been killed when he counseled Ahasuerus to stop the rebuilding of the holy Beis Hamikdash, nobody would have known of it. Instead, let him become great, and then to be hanged." Pasuk 9, "But you, O Hashem, are on high forever." V'atamorim l'olam Hashem. Despite the fact that the wicked prosper, let no man say that there is no divine supervision, and Hashem does not see. The non-believers say this as it says, "Hashem does not see us." The pasuk is found in Yechezkel. "But truly you, O Hashem, are on high forever, and you see everything." The Shlomo said, "For one higher than the high watches, and there are yet higher than they," pasuk is found in Kehelis. "The appointed time comes for everyone, as Malachi said, 'You have said it is vain to serve Hashem, and what profit is it that we have kept his charge?' Then you will return and see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves Hashem and him that does not serve him." Pasuk is found in Malachi. This will take place in the days of the Mashiach. Our Chachamim, our sages teach, "But you, O Hashem, are on high forever." Every time that Hashem collects payment from the wicked, his name is exalted in the world. As it says in Chumash Shemos, "Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment." And as it is written, "And the liberators will ascend upon Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be Hashem's," a pasuk that's found in Avadja. "But you in all your judgments is your hand uppermost, for everyone justifies your verdict concerning them. You are on high, too high for the brutish man to know your secret way." Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. "Kinei oyevecha Hashem, kinei oyevecha yoyvedu, yisporedu kol porale oven. For lo your enemies, O Hashem, for lo your enemies will perish, all the workers of iniquity will be scattered." A day will come when your enemies will perish, all the workers of iniquity will be scattered. The enemies are the evildoers who by their deeds ruin the good deeds wrought by Hashem. In the end, however, they will be scattered by a divine decree that transcends the natural, as happened to the flood generation and the bubble generation. They will die because all the workers of iniquity will be scattered. Hashem is the heart of all the people of Israel, as it says, "But Hashem is the rock of my heart and my portion forever." Hence all who cleave to him live, as it says, "But you that cleave to Hashem your God are alive, every one of you this day." A pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. "But he who separates from him will die. For even as the heart is the center of life, that is what must happen to him who separates himself from Hashem. It is as if he separated himself from his own heart and perished. For lo, your enemies will perish.
This is the flood generation. All the workers of iniquity will be scattered. This is the Bavel generation. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. The Torah Mikirim Karni Belosi B'Shem in Rana. But you have exalted my horn, my pride, like the horn of the wild ox. I'm anointed with rich oil. Having said, but you, O Shem, are on high forever, the singer says, but you have exalted my horn, pride, like the horn of the wild ox. Very long and high are the horns of the wild ox. You exalted my pride by showing me the downfall of my enemies. You have exalted my horn. I am anointed with rich oil. This is an allusion to the blossoming of the horn of the house of David in Messianic times. Pasuk Yudbeis, Pasuk 12. Atabeit eini b'shuroi b'kamim olayim b'reyim tishmano oznor. My eyes will gaze or have gazed upon my watchful foes. My ears will hear or have heard of the downfall of the evildoers who rise up against me. Then I will gaze upon my enemies who have looked at me with an evil eye, and my ears will hear of the downfall of the evildoers who rise up against me. What will they hear? They will hear that the righteous man will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. As we're going to learn this in the next pasuk. Another reading says, my eyes have seen the distress of my enemies who looked upon me with evil intent. My ears have heard the evil fate and the distress of the evildoers who rose up against me to inflict injury. Some say this is a plea for longevity. The singer should live to see the downfall of the wicked who prosper at the present time. Thus he says, but you will exalt my horn like the horn of a wild ox. I'm anointed with rich oil. I want to reach old age in order to gaze upon my watchful foes and to hear of the downfall of the evildoers who rise up against me. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Tzadik Katomer Yifroch Ke'eres Valvonen Yisket. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the beginning he bears suffering, but in the end the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree and produce abundant fruit. Similarly, the palm tree does not produce fruit except after a long time has passed, 70 years. Then he will grow higher and higher like a cedar in Lebanon. Contrary to the wicked who wither, the tzaddik who flourishes like the palm tree will stand many years, like a cedar in Lebanon growing high. The palm tree remains forever straight even when its fruit are plentiful. Similarly, the tzaddik stands upright and does not become bent through indulgence and passions. He struggles constantly against his physical impulse. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. This indicates that just as the palm tree brings forth fruit after 70 years, so also the tzaddik is rewarded after his death, after having lived 70 years. The Talmud says, why is it written the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree? He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. If it says a cedar, why say a palm tree? And if it says a palm tree, why say a cedar? However, if it would say a palm tree and not a cedar, I might infer just as the palm tree does not change its trunk, so that tzaddik does not change his trunk, his basic nature. And if it would say a cedar and not say a palm tree, I might infer just as the cedar does not produce fruit, so the tzaddik does not produce fruit. Accordingly, it mentions both the palm tree and the cedar. The sages also teach, just as among palm trees and cedars, none are knotted and none are crooked, so are there no twisted or non-upright tzaddikim. Just as the palm tree and the cedar cast a long shadow, so the reward of the righteous reaches far. Just as the palm tree and the cedar have their hearts pointing upward, so it is also for the righteous. The combined numerical equivalent of the first letters of the word Tzadik HaTamar Yifroch is 120, the same as Moshe's lifespan of 120 years. The Tzadik is 90, the Kof is 20, and the Yud is 10, so that adds up to 120.
Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14, Shesulim Beveis Hashem Bechatzros Shelehenu Yafrichu, planted in the house of Hashem, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Having likened the righteous to trees, the singer now goes on to say that in the days of Mashiach they will be planted in the house of Hashem. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will greatly accomplish in Torah learning and wisdom. The Kohanim, the priests, the Levim will be in the house of Hashem, and the Jews will be in the courts of our God. That is to say, they will devote themselves to the attainment of wisdom and to knowledge of Hashem, as it says in Yeshayahu, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of Hashem as the waters cover the sea. Pasuk Tezvav, Pasuk 15. O Genuvan Beseva Deshenim Rananim Yu, they will still be fruitful in old age, they will be full of sap and richness. In the days of the Mashiach, the people of Israel will live long, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, as the days of a tree will be the days of my people. Accordingly, this singer says here, they will still be fruitful in old age, they will be full of sap and richness. They will be like youths rather than like old men, as it says, for the youth will die 100 years old. That is, when someone aged 100 years dies, they will say that a young man died. Just as the palm tree yields fruit in old age, and so will old man also still be fruitful in old age. They will be full of sap and richness. Their mental faculties will continue to function, for the more Torah scholars age, the more their wisdom increases. The Torah has spoken figuratively of two kinds of tzaddikim, which is likened to the cedar and the palm tree. There is a tzaddik who is righteous in himself. He does not influence others. He is like the cedar tree that produces no fruit. He only grows, and his reward is great. But there is also the tzaddik who causes others to flourish, and thus he increases goodness in the world. He will merit to flourish in the sense that his reward will be doubled and quadrupled. Our sages teach in the future Hashem will gather all the Jewish people from the four corners of the earth. What is more, like the vine that is planted row by row, so will Hashem transplant them from the polluted lands of Gullus, exile, to the cleansed land of Eretz Israel. As the Pasuk says, they will be planted in the house of Hashem. We learned that two psukim earlier. Like the grass of the field, they will flourish and blossom in the holy base of Mikdash, the holy temple. As it says, they will flourish in the courts of our God. The Medrash says they will be fruitful in old age. This is our forefather Avram, who fathered fruit at the age of 100. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16, Lahagi ki Yoshua Hashem Tzuriv Levlosabo. To declare that Hashem is upright, my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. At the time of the Mashiach, when everyone will see the reward of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked, they will all declare that Hashem is upright, my rock in whom I trust. They will acknowledge there is no unrighteousness in him, and all his deeds are faithfully done. Today some hearts are divided with doubt when they see the wicked prosper in this world, but in the future everyone will recognize that Hashem is upright, my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He does everything with faithfulness. It will be acknowledged that Hashem is upright in making the wicked prosper, and there is no unrighteousness in him towards the righteous. For in the end, the righteous will grow abundantly. To declare that Hashem is upright means that he made man upright, and there is no unrighteousness in him, means that observed unrighteousness does not stem from Hashem, but is due to human actions. Chapter 93 now, Pasuk 1. Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh Lavesh, Hashem owes his Azor Av Tikon Tevo Baltimot. Hashem reigns, he is clothed in majesty. Hashem is clothed, he has girded himself with strength. Yes, the world is established, it cannot be moved. In this psalm, the singer glorifies the kingdom of Hashem, his mighty strength and total dominion. A man of flesh and blood will on his coronation day clothe himself in garments of strength and majesty to instill awe of kingdom in his subjects. By analogy, it thus says, Hashem reigns, he is clothed in majesty.
robes, manifestations of majesty. What is more, the sovereign of the world has girded himself with strength, and the whole world is set upon a firm foundation. It will not be moved. Similarly, it says in Mishle, the king by justice establishes the world. All these psalms, up to Psalm 101, speaks of the days of Mashiach, when the whole world will recognize that Hashem reigns over everything. Then men will not glorify themselves majestically in his presence as did Nebuchadnezzar, Paro, the king of Assyria, and the king of Sidon. They will all acknowledge that the kingdom is Hashem's, and he is the ruler over the nations, as it says, and Hashem will be king over all the earth. On that day Hashem will be one, and his name one, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Zechariah. Moreover, the world will endure, because there will be no longer be any wars, for wars shake the stability of the world. As the singer says, speaking of the condition of those times, yes, the world is established, it cannot be moved. Our sages teach Hashem clothed himself in seven robes. One occasion was the war of the sea against the Egyptians, as it says in Chumash Shemos, I will sing to Hashem, for he has been triumphant in majesty. Another was at Sinai, another against Babylon, and two others against Media and Greece. The sixth was against Rome, Edom, and the seventh will occur in the days of Mashiach. During Israel's exile, he will clothe himself in the very same majesty as when he was triumphant in majesty over the Egyptians. He will gird himself with the same strength as when he girded himself with strength against the Egyptians. Thus it says, put on strength, O arm of Hashem. Are you not he that has cut Rachav in pieces and wounded the crocodile? A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Yet this will not destroy the world. The world is established. It cannot be moved. Our sages also teach the other creatures wanted to appoint the first man as king and to chant a haim before him. But Adam said, come, let I and you, all of us together, make the Holy King one king. The Lord reigns. He is clothed in majesty. What this means is that on the sixth day, when Adam was created, he freely accepted Hashem as king. All the other creatures accepted him as ruler, as a moshel. That is without understanding, for they have no understanding. Man accepted Hashem's kingdom in full awareness, and so man alone declares Hashem reigns Molach. He is clothed in majesty. At that time it will be said, Hashem reigns, he is clothed in majesty, as it says, for you will possess all the nations. It's a pasuk that we learned earlier in Sefer Tehillim. In other words, Hashem will be clothed in majesty over the kingdoms of other majesties. Despite the war of Gog and Magog at that time, the earth will survive, and so will Israel. The world is established, it will not be moved. The present pasuk contains the same number of words as the numerical equivalent of the word Adam. Adam is 45. Aleph is 1, Dal is 4, Mem is 40. Man for man is the purpose of creation. Pasuk base, pasuk 2. Nochon kis achom me oz me olam otam. Your throne is established of old. You are from everything, everlasting. Heaven is identified as the throne of Hashem, and hence the singer says, your throne is established of old. Unlike a king of flesh and blood whose reign has a beginning, you are king of the world of old. You are the creator of the world, and hence your kingship continues from before you created your world. Everyone will then, us, recognize that your throne is established of old. It existed prior to the creation of the world, and has existed since the creation of the world. Your kingship is not something new, for you have been king of old. It is just that now your kingship will become known to everyone. Our sages have thus inferred from here that the throne of glory is one of seven things created prior to the creation of the world. Pasuk 3. Nasu Nahoros Hashem, Nasu Nahoros Kolam, Yisu Nahoros Dafne. The floods, the rivers have lifted up, O Hashem, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their roaring. The singer depicts the revelation of Hashem's power in the motion of waves and mighty waters ever since Hashem created his world. The floods have lifted up, O Hashem, the floods have lifted up their voice. The sound of their rushing waters, their repeated expression conveys uninterrupted motion. The floods lift up their roaring, towering waves. The term Dechi connotes degradation and a submissive spirit. The waves rush towards the shore where they are smashed and forced to recede shamefaced. Similarly, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, all your billows b'shabrecha and your waves are gone over me. Something we learned earlier conveys a breakup, shivron. Some say that the Pasuk speaks figuratively of Gog and Magog, the two kings who were gathered to wage war against Yerushalayim. They will come crushing like mighty rivers that roar as they come. The sound of marching armies is likened to the sound of water, as it was said prophetically about the king of Assyria. Now therefore, behold, Hashem brings upon them the waters of the river strong and abundant. The Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The present Pasuk says that those nations will lift up their voice and their roaring against the people of Israel. In the time of Gog and Magog, when they come together to wage war against Yerushalayim, their roaring will be as the roaring at the time of the destruction of the first and second Beis Hamikdash, first and second temples. They roared at the destruction of the first temples. It says they had made a noise in the house of Hashem as in the appointed day of assembly, a pasuk that's found in Megillus Eicha. It was also roaring at the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, as the pasuk says, your adversaries have roared in the midst of your meeting place. Hashem lifts up and makes manifest his majesty over them. We learned this previously. For Hashem made faithful promises to Israel as conveyed through his prophets. The floods have lifted up their voice to declare, your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. The rushing rivers bear witness that Hashem patterns nature and that his throne, his reign, is of old. He also patterns the providential order of supervision, as the Pasuk says, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers, as the Pasuk that's earlier found in Sefer Tehillim. Although it is the nature of water to cover the land, Hashem included the property that water should gather into one place, that is in the seas, and for dry land to appear. The existence of rivers make it clear that divine supervision provided for life-giving sources of water to be available in all locations of human habitation. The floods lift up is repeated three times, corresponding to the upper waters, the middle waters, and the lower waters. Pasuk 4. Mikolos mayim rabim adir mishprei yom adir bamorom Hashem. Above the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Hashem dwells above, beyond human perception, in a lofty realm that is higher than man's comprehension. However, due to the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, it is made known to everyone that Hashem on high is mighty. Hashem is overwhelmingly powerful in his realm on high. The story is told about the Roman Emperor Hadrian, who wanted to know the secret of the ocean. He cast ropes into the water for 3 years, and then he heard an echo voice proclaim, "Cease, Hadrian." He also wanted to know how the waters praise Hashem. He made glass chambers, placed men in them, and lowered them into the ocean. They reported hearing the ocean sing in praise, Hashem is mighty on high. With the interpretation that the present pasuk is speaking of the war of Gog and Magog, the singer says, their roar will be stronger than the voices of many waters. The mighty breakers of the sea, although they are mighty, Hashem on high is more mighty, and he will subdue them. This also alludes to the nations generally, who are likened to an immense quantity of mighty waters. In their roaring, it becomes clear to all that you are mighty on high, and you can annihilate them in an instant. Yet you show forbearance and let them be. Thus our sages have taught, those things, yes, those very things are his mighty acts and his wondrous deeds. Pasuk 5. Eidosecho nemnu ma'od Veischo na'ava kodesh Hashem l'orach yamin. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, O Hashem, for all this length of days. Testimony to Hashem's sovereignty is in the many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, as we learned in the previous pasuk. More evident testimony is provided by Hashem's Torah. Your testimonies are very sure. The most splendid manifestation of His holy name, however, is the holy basin, because holiness becomes your house. Therefore, I pray that it be established and last many years, all the days of days, just as your throne endures. Testimony by the Torah and the mitzvahs is more faithful than the testimony provided by the voices of nature. As the pasuk says, the testimony of Hashem is sure. It's a pasuk that we learned earlier in Sefer Tehillim. Regarding the days of Mashiach, the singer says, your testimonies are very sure. The testimonies of the prophets attesting to your kingship will then be vindicated. No man will doubt it. Holiness becomes your house, O Hashem, for all the length of days. Everyone will then yearn for your house, as it says, the mountain of Hashem's house will be established on the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and all the peoples will flow into it. The pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Thus he also says there, all flesh will come to bow down to the ground before me, says Hashem. The fact that the Jewish people kept the mitzvahs during the days of their exile, and they were very faithful, is greater testimony to the kingship of God than even the voices of many waters. Now we come to chapter 94, pasuk 1. Kel nekomos Hashem, kel nekomos ofia. Hashem, the God of vengeance appeared. In this psalm, the singer entreats Hashem to avenge the vengeance of his people upon the wicked who rise up against Israel. Let him confound and obliterate them. At the outset, he declares, Hashem, you are the God of vengeance. It is thus your way to avenge the vengeance of your people. Hashem of vengeance appeared openly to avenge our vengeance. The present psalm is also meant to fortify Israel's heart in Golus and exile. Hashem will not abandon them, neither will he forsake his inheritance. This is a pasuk that we're going to learn later on in this chapter. Moshe said, Hashem, the God of vengeance, this corresponds to the tribe of Gad, from whom Eliyahu will rise. For in the future, Eliyahu will shatter the foundation of idolatry. Pasuk that's found in the Lachem Aleph. Hashem, the God of vengeance, we demand vengeance not for our sake, but for the sake of the glory of your name that has been profaned. Because you are a God of vengeance, and it is in your power to exact retribution exactly in accordance with one's deeds without exaggeration, it is fitting that you exact vengeance upon your enemies. The God of vengeance is said here twice. Prophetically, David asked of Hashem that the God of vengeance appeared to exact vengeance upon the destroyers of the first base of Mikdash, the first temple, and the pasuk also says in Yirmiyahu, to declare in Zion the vengeance of his temple. So also let it be that the God of vengeance appeared to exact vengeance upon the destroyers of the second base of Mikdash, the second temple. Our sages say, for each and every Jewish life killed by Esav, Hashem, as it were, takes the blood and dips his purple garment in it until it becomes the color of blood. When judgment day comes, he will be seated upon the platform to execute judgment upon Esav. He will clothe himself in his garment and show Esav the body of every tzaddik that is marked on it. Thus it says, he will judge among the nations. He filled it with dead bodies. Pasuk that's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. At that moment, Hashem will exact a double vengeance upon him. Hence the plural form of the word nekomos. In the future, there will be rivers of blood of the wicked, and birds will drink from this stream of human blood. Thus it says, he will drink of the brook in the way. Another pasuk that's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. The wave will come to drown him. Then he will lift up the head. Pasuk base, pasuk 2. Hinase shofet ha'oretz hoshev gemul algeim. Arise, O judge of the earth, repaying kind to the arrogant. You are judge of the earth, So I plead and entreat, arise, O Judge of the earth. This is a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bereishis, to administer justice and repay in kind to the arrogant. Recompense the arrogant who act arrogantly towards my people, and you will then be exalted and magnified. Arise, O Judge of the earth, as you have said, a pasuk in Shayahu. Now will I arise, says Hashem, now will I be exalted. Make the arrogant recognize and understand that you are high and exalted, and repay them in kind according to their deeds. Arise because they are arrogant. Only you can justifiably exalt yourself, for you are majestic above all who are deemed majestic, and majesty belongs to you. When Hashem administers justice to the wicked, he is elevated, exalted, and raised high in his world. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, and the Lord of hosts is exalted in judgment. Thus the singer says here, arise, O Judge of the earth. How? Repay in kind to the arrogant. After you will have recompensed the arrogant in accordance with their deserts, you will be able to rest your Shekhin upon the world. So long as the arrogant are in existence, this is the very next pasuk, you and they cannot dwell in the same domain. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Admosai Rishoyim Hashem, Admosai Rishoyim Yalozu. Hashem, how long will the wicked exalt? How long will the wicked continue to exist? And how long will the wicked exalt in their wicked deeds? To rejoice in one's wickedness magnifies the severity of the transgression. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yabi'u Yedabru Osokis Amru Kol Poale Oven. They speak openly, they utter insolence, all the workers of iniquity pride themselves. In addition to their wickedness towards others, they speak openly, they utter insolence, they say harsh and terrible things against Hashem. All the workers of iniquity pride themselves on the evil they perpetuate, and they rise higher and higher. We will repeat this pasuk Bilin Neder in our next shir.